7, Stan Phillips.
Mansions of glory and suicide machines sprung from cages on highway nine, torn with human ticket and stepping out over the line. Good morning, Met fans. Did you enjoy your day off yesterday? Catch a little Field of Dreams game? I kind of like the concept. I'm kind of saying it's not going to be there next year as they're doing a little sprucing up of the place, adding more and more to it. But it's fun. You feel very nostalgic. It brings back memories of your childhood. And I'm all for it. I'm all for Major League Baseball. It's a great promotional tool. And I like the way Fox approached it. So I have no complaints whatsoever. It was a nice diversion from the Mets. But who wants to divert from the Mets these days? The Red Hot Mets. Well, you won't have to divert any further as they begin a big three-game series against the Phillies this weekend at God's Country City Field. And not only the Mets are rocking and rolling, so are the Phillies. The Mets have won 6 straight games and 15-17, while the Phillies have turned their season around. And they have won 7 straight, entering Thursday, and 12 of their past 13 to raise their record to 62-48, putting them in the second National League wildcard spot. Now, what are some of the things to watch in this series? Well, who exactly are the Philadelphia Phillies? These aren't the same Phillies the Mets beat up on early in the season when they won 9-12 games against them. They've been a different team under interim manager Rob Thompson, who replaced the fired Joe Girardi on June 3rd, 5 days after their most recent meeting with the Mets. Under Thompson, get this, the Phillies are 40-19, despite playing without superstar Bryce Harper, who has been out since breaking his thumb on June 25th. Harper is expected back in September. Now, the Phillies have leaned heavily on their offense, especially the long ball of late. They're tied for first in the NL in home runs since the All-Star break, and their 17 home runs in August are the most in the league. Their bullpen has also improved in recent weeks, and we know for the past few seasons that has been the ultimate horror show for the Phillies from the city of brotherly love. Sir Anthony Dominguez has emerged as a force, pitching to a 0.84 over the last 33 games to take over Corey Knebel as the closer, and the Phillies added David Robertson at the deadline in a trade with the Cubs. As hot as they've been, it's worth noting that 8 of the Phillies' wins in their 12 of 13 have come against the Pirates and Nationals, so keep that in mind. But how about Kyle Schwarber? We remember him, how he hauntingly destroyed us last year, and he has probably become the Mets' number one killer in the recent years, and he comes to Citi Field, guess what, swinging a hot bat. Entering Thursday's game with the Marlins, he was 7 for 13 in his past 33 games, including 3 hits against Sandy Alcantara on Wednesday, when the Phillies rallied to defeat the Miami Ace. For the season, Schwarber has 34 home runs leading the NL and second in majors to Aaron Judge, though he's hitting only .212 overall with a .314 on-base percentage. For his career, Schwarber has feasted on Mets pitching, hitting 16 home runs in 42 games with a .297 batting average and a .662 slugging percentage. This season, the Mets have held Schwarber to a .186 average in 12 games, though he has 3 home runs against them. Now, there should be some pretty good pitching matchups, but Noah Syndergaard won't be going for the Phillies. Both teams will be throwing their best pitchers in the series, adding to the buzz for the weekend. Anticipation would have been even higher if Noah Syndergaard were pitching in the series, but he pitched Wednesday in Philly, so he'll miss the Mets. Syndergaard, acquired in a trade with the Angels, had a solid start on Wednesday, allowing 2 runs in 6 innings, after a shaky start for the Phillies in which he allowed 11 hits in 5 innings. For the season, he has a 3.96 ERA, but he's not nearly as dominant as his best days as a Met, with only 70 strikeouts in 91 innings. Now, Friday will feature Max Scherzer versus Phillies lefty Ranger Suarez. Saturday's a beauty, Jacob deGrom versus Aaron Nola. And Sunday, Chris Bassitt goes against ex-Met Zach Wheeler, who's having another strong season with 11-5 with a 2.63 ERA. Now, a lot of buzz about Keith Hernandez and his comments. Keith made headlines on the SNY telecast Tuesday when he said he prefers not to work Met Philly games essentially because it pains him to watch a team that, as he put it, fundamentally and defensively has not always been up to it. Comments made news in Philly where Thompson, the interim manager, made the case the Phillies are playing a better overall brand of baseball recently, especially defensively. Thompson even said, "Keith's a good man and he respects him, but it doesn't mean I have to agree with him because I don't. I think we've been playing very well defensively the last couple of months. We've made 5 errors in July, and we've made 1 in August." Now, apparently the metrics agree. MLB.com noted that the Phillies went from minus 20, an ounce above average metric for the first 3 months of the season, to plus 5 in July. Scouts say Alex Baum has improved significantly at third base. The Phillies have upgraded defensively with trades for Edmund Sosa from the Cardinals. They did release De Gregorius and center fielder Brandon Marsh. Now, of all the Met hot hitters, the big question is, can maybe Francisco Lindor stay hot? He has been the hot bat and has been a key to the Mets' offensive surge of late. It has seen them score at least 5 runs in 9 straight games and average 5.63 runs per game since the All-Star break. In addition, they're hitting .299 as a team in the second half, and that's best in the majors. Lindor has been hitting at a high level since July 1st, and he's been on fire the last couple of weeks. Over his last 14 games, in fact, he has an eye-popping slash line of .420, .516, .720, .1.236, with 3 doubles, 4 homers, and 14 RBIs. For the season, Lindor has his average up to .270 with an OPS of .813, and most impressively, he has been Mr. Clutch. With 2 RBIs on Wednesday, he raised his total to 81, tying Jose Reyes for the most RBIs in a single season by a Mets shortstop. How clutch? He's hitting .305 with runners in scoring position, and even more notably, he's hitting .381 and slugging .643 with 2 outs and runners in scoring position. Throwing the defense, according to MLB.com, Lindor over the last 30 days is second in the majors in WAR to Aaron Judge. Not too shabby. Well, it was finally revealed also the much anticipated Mets 2022 Old Timers Day roster was revealed. And it's a doozy. A lot of great names are coming back. It's an incredible list. And you got to give kudos to Jay Horowitz for assembling a roster like this. And it is unbelievable. Wait till you hear some of the names that are going to be there. 11 Met Hall of Fame members are going to be there. Edgardo Alfonso, Ron Darling, Dwight Gooden, John Franco, Keith Hernandez, Cleon Jones, Ed Cranepool, John Matlack, Mike Piazza, Darryl Strawberry, and Mookie Wilson are among the people who are headlining the list. Now, the Mets announced Thursday that 65 former players and managers will be on hand for the August 27th event at Citi Field, and that will take place before the 7:10 p.m. game against the Colorado Rockies. Would you like me to read the whole roster? Okay, I will. Managers, we got 4 of them. Terry Collins, Joe Torre, Willie Randolph, Bobby Valentine. Pitchers, quite a roster. Craig Anderson, Bartolo Colon, David Cone, Dennis Cook, Ron Darling, Steve Dillon, Sid Fernandez, John Franco, Dwight Gooden, Mike Hampton, Jay Hook, Terry Leach, Al Leiter, Skip Lockwood, Ed Lynch, Ken McKenzie, Pat Mahomes, Pedro Martinez, John Matlack, Roger McDowell, Bobby Ojeda, Jesse Orosco, Glendon Rush, Johan Santana, Doug Zisk, Steve Traxel, Billy Wagner, and Turk Wendell. And a nice set of catchers, Todd Helmley, Mike Piazza, Todd Pratt, John Stearns, and Josh Tolley. Infielders, quite an assembly there. Edgardo Alfonso, Wally Backman, Rico Bronya, Kevin Elster, Keith Hernandez, Howard Johnson, Ray Knight, Ed Cranepool, Felix Mian, Daniel Murphy, Jose Reyes, Rafael Santana, Tim Tuffel, Robin Ventura, and Todd Zeal. And man in the outfielder, 13 total, Benny Agbayani, Andy Chavez, Cliff Floyd, Steve Henderson, Cleon Jones, Lee Mazzilli, Kevin Mitchell, Jay Payton, Art Shamsky, Darryl Strawberry, Ron Swoboda, Frank Thomas, and Mookie Wilson. And it is going to be fun. It is going to be fun. 3 Baseball Hall of Fame members will be in attendance with Piazza, Torre, and Pedro Martinez, who's coming. And managers, like I said, Collins, Torre, Randolph, Valentine. Yoenis Cespedes was previously expected to participate, but he is not on the roster. And how about the recent Mets from 2015? We got Bartolo Colon, Daniel Murphy, and Jose Reyes. Seems like just yesterday they were the heroes we were rooting for. Now, the introductions will begin at 4:30 p.m. A red carpet entrance accessible for fans begins at 2 p.m., and the gates open at 3 p.m. Should be one heck of a day for Met fans. And I love the whole red carpet treatment. Really going to make the fans and the players feel like it's a special event. Okay, now it's time to talk about this podcast and the group it compliments on Facebook, New York Mets Baseball Way of Life. If you're on Facebook and want to subscribe to a great baseball group that talks Mets 24/7, please join New York Mets Baseball Way of Life. And please subscribe to this podcast. You'll be alerted every time a new episode is uploaded. You won't be disappointed. Now let's talk about today's Met Trivia and Jeopardy questions of the day. Today's Met Trivia question. Who was the last Met player to start their Mets career by reaching base in 15 straight games? And today's Jeopardy is always two clues. Led Mets in home runs with 22 in 1995. Traded by the Detroit Tigers to New York Mets in exchange for Alan Zinter on March 31st, 1994. Those are your two Jeopardy clues. There was your trivia question. Lock in your answers, and we'll be back at the end of the podcast to tell you how you did. Now, what's going on in the group? A lot of good stuff, as always. A lot of good facts we talk about, and you got to check it out. We mentioned that the Mets have 50 games remaining. A 27-23 finish gets them to 100 wins. Will they do it? Well, we got a resounding 100% yes, they will. Tim Taravaro, I can't pronounce his last name sometimes, Taravaro said yes indeed. Don Kecko said best team since 86. Anthony Marasco said you bet. Then we know that Jeff McNeil during his 13-game hitting streak is batting .407, .421, .704 slash line with 7 doubles, 3 homers, and 10 RBIs. He has been red hot. And speaking of red hot, how about Francisco Lindor? In 236 games with the Mets, Francisco Lindor has hit 40 homers and stolen 21 bases. He's one of 5 Mets to hit 40-plus homers and steal 20 bases in his first 236 games with the club. And he's joined Darryl Strawberry, Kevin McReynolds, David Wright, and Carlos Beltran as others who have done that. Then we noted back on August 11, 1988, Gary Carter hit his 300th home run of his career, a solo shot off Chicago's Al Nipper. He had been stuck on 299 since May 16th. So those are some of the things we're always talking about there. And Mike Fried gives us great analysis of the Mets every day. And let's not forget that Max Scherzer owns a 1.77 ERA in 7 home game starts this season. That's the 5th lowest ERA by a Met pitcher in his first 7 games in Met franchise history. Who were the 4 with higher ones? Noah Syndergaard, 1.46. Taijuan Walker, last year, 1.52. Carl Willie, back in 63, 1.57. And who remembers Charlie Paleo, 1981, 1.70. Good stuff, good stuff. And like I said, every day we got good stuff in that group, so do check us out. Now, as always, we talk about Met birthdays and transactions on this date. So let's get to it, shall we? On this date, only one birthday to celebrate, and that's Barry Manuel. He was born in 1965. He pitched 19 games for us as a Met, all in relief back in 1997. Had an 0-1 record with a 5.26 ERA. And a couple transactions on this date. Yes, the Mets traded Willie Montanez, Mr. Flair himself, to the Texas Rangers for Mike Jorgensen and Eddie Lynch. Two good pickups for the Mets. Jorgie was part of that little revival we had in 1980, and Eddie Lynch was a reliable starter. This date in 2005, the Mets signed free agent Shingo Takatsu, if you remember him. And on this date, the Mets traded Neil Walker to the Milwaukee Brewers for Eric Hanhold. Who remembers that? So those are your birthdays and transactions for this date. Now, before we conclude the podcast, let's go and talk about the Trivia and Jeopardy question of the day. Let's rock and roll, as they say, the kids these days say. The trivia question again was, who was the last Mets player to start their Mets career by reaching base in 15 straight games? Well, the correct answer is Norichika Aoki, who did it in 2017. I remember that. He came up with a splash. That was fun times. And the Jeopardy, two clues, led the Mets in home runs with 22 in 95. And traded by the Detroit Tigers to the Mets in exchange for Alan Zinter on March 31st, 1994. The correct response to yesterday's final Mets Jeopardy is, who is Rico Bronya? Congrats to John Tierney on being the first to submit the correct response there. So there you have it, your Jeopardy and trivia. And as I said, big three-game series starts tonight at Citi Field, the Mets and the Phillies. Tonight should be a good one. Black Friday, Max Scherzer on the mound, 8-2 record, 1.98 ERA. Everything we bargained for, both on the field and as a leader off the field. He'll be going against Ranger Suarez, 8-5 with a 3.68 ERA. Should be a dandy. And that game is on Apple TV, so by hook or by crook, try and watch it on Apple TV. Yep, one of those Apple TV Plus games. It will be aired on WCBS AM on the radio dial if you can't watch it on Apple Plus TV. Phillies come into the game with a 62-49 record. They've really come a long way of late, and the Mets are still red hot, 73-39. Let's check out the game tonight, talk about it tomorrow. It's the weekend. Everybody's working for the weekend, so enjoy your weekend and watch the game tomorrow, and let's go Mets.
With Rod, Keneal, and Casey, the Amazons were the brand new kids in town. From the Polo Grounds to Shea, they played the game their way. By hook and by crook, they wrote a new book. They were around, I'm talking baseball. Roger, Craig, and Jerry, Amazing baseball. Elio, Throneberry, Choo-choo, Thomas, Charlie, Neal, and Wes. Al Jackson, he always did his best. Talking baseball, baseball and the Mets. As they got a little older, they played a little bolder, and Hodges took the reins in 68. A miracle was due. Leon and Cruz came through. They made a believer of Mr. Earl Weaver in four games straight. I'm talking baseball. Now Tommy was terrific, Amazing baseball. Glenn Lennon was prolific, Bud and Champ and Agee stood the test. And the glider and the crane, they were the vets. I'm talking baseball, baseball and the Mets. Rusty kept them more than even. McGraw, he never stopped believing. Carter and Hernandez in the mix. They won 86.
Little roller up along first. Behind the back. It gets through Buckner. And right tonight, and the Mets win it.
Well, now we see them rushing to the stadium in Flushing. They play Amazing baseball in the fall. Jay and Benny are the rage, and the monster's out of the cage. The crowd is berserk for Johnny and Turk, so let's play ball. I'm talking baseball.
Mike Hampton, Beat, and Leiter, Amazing baseball. Timo's the exciter, with Armando, Zeal, and Robin, they're all set. And Fonzie's just about as good as it gets. We're talking baseball. Baseball and the Mets. Amazing baseball. Baseball and the Mets. I'm talking baseball. Baseball. Baseball and the Mets. Amazing baseball. It's the seventh of Shea. We'll have a great day on.